person. Salvation is not just saying, well, I hope I've done enough good works, which going to outweigh the bad works, and one day I'll go into heaven. That doesn't work that way. Listen very carefully. Salvation, God thought it. Salvation, the Holy Spirit wrought it. Salvation, Jesus Christ bought it.
For more expository preaching from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, tune in weeknights at 9 and Saturday mornings at 9 on The Truth.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the issue today, as we view it from a central biblicist worldview, as we look at it through a prophetic view, looking at the scripture, we're talking about the coming global control, Big Brother. Bottom line, the Antichrist. We're developing the tools today, the technology, to place in the Antichrist hands to control the whole wide world. We've developed the cell phone. We've developed AI. We've developed technology today that you can communicate around the globe from a handheld device. The online accounting that's being done today, you say, well, I do my banking online. Wonderful, if that's what you do. I happen to disagree with it. People think, well, all my banking is online, it's safe, it's in the cloud. No, it's on somebody's bank of computers that can be hacked and gone into just like any other computer can be. Of course, they put in more interface to try to prevent that, but it's still available. I don't like that potential. That's just me. My $2 that's in the bank is going to be something that I can see on paper and not online. But it's a matter that some feel that we can do that. With the online banking, with the big, beautiful bill that was passed recently with President Trump, do you realize in that was the full 100% authorization for digital currency? Do you know one day, very soon, we will cease to have greenbacks? Won't be any Hamiltons in your back pocket. Won't be any coins in your pocket. Everything will be done from your handheld device. All of your banking, all of your money, all of your financing, you won't have to worry about charge cards, etc., will all be in the digital currency in your handheld device. Let's say you vote the wrong way. Uncle Sam can click the button. You don't have any money. You support the wrong candidate. Click, you don't have any money. You are simply a Christian, and we are trying to eliminate Christians. You realize during the course of COVID, President Trump was debanked. You realize during COVID, many Christian organizations were debanked because of their position on some of the political issues, including saying no to the COVID death vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day, very soon in America, we'll have the electronic digital currency already authorized. You find many nations today that introduced this back as early as 2017 with some of the digital currency. Now some nations are going fully to that. America, there are a lot of people today that have their currency on their cell phone. They can walk into some business, just simply open their phone and let it slide across the scanner and click, it pays for their product, etc., etc., without having to worry about coins in the pocket, money in the pocket, or bank account that is to be kept up with. Ladies and gentlemen, picture that full control of digital currency through what we call today the handheld devices, but in the hands of the Antichrist. Can you imagine if you do not go along with the program, what will happen? That can happen even before the Antichrist steps on the scene, and I believe it will. I believe we'll see a day in our lifetime, if Jesus tarries, when there will be a total control of the people in America through the digital currency, which is rapidly being developed and ready to be launched. Even today, ladies and gentlemen, we have robotic systems, some humanoids, as it's called. I was watching a program the other evening on television. It wasn't a program, but it was kind of a commercial, if you will. And it showed where right now, Elon Musk is not focusing as much on AI, that aspect of it, as on developing human robots, where you can hire a robot to come in and clean your house. It showed the images of that taking place with a robotic figure standing at the counter, washing dishes, drying dishes, etc. And promoting that on the basis that one day you won't have to worry about hiring a human being. You could hire a humanoid, a robot, to come in and to do your work. Can you imagine that technology and its further stages of advancement being in the hands of the Antichrist? Our so-called Ring doorbells, Ring phones. I don't have one. I'm saying our because many have it. You can look at the Guthrie case, and they went back and the Ring door phone supposed to just let you see the person that's ringing the phone. Many did not have any idea that the Ring phone system archives every image that passes in front of that camera. Hear me? Every image that passes in front of that Ring door phone is archived and stored that can be retrieved. Can you imagine that being part and parcel of the linkage and the technology that will be used in the hands of the Antichrist to look at, to view, and thus control the whole wide world? Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps more dangerous than all that I've said is what's called the Flock, F-L-O-C-K, camera system, where across the nation today, 119,000 cameras, you heard me, 119,000, are viewing every car that passes. It snaps the picture, not just a still shot, snaps the scene of the tag number. And most people think, well, it gets my tag number, I'm okay, I'm not driving a stolen car, I'm not speeding, etc., it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it does far more than just videoing your tag number. Let me just read you a portion. I've got 20, 30, 40 articles. Time won't allow us to look at all of them. Automated license plate readers are AI-powered cameras that capture and analyze images of all passing vehicles, storing all data, all details, like your car's location, the date, the time. It also captures your car's make, model, color, identifying such features as any dents on the car, any scratches, roof racks, bumper stickers, often turning these into searchable data points in the collection system. These cameras collect data on millions upon millions of vehicles, regardless of whether the driver is suspected of crime or not, creating a loophole that doesn't require a warrant. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the latter portion of the broadcast, we're going to talk about the Bill of Rights and the Fourth Amendment. And are we watching the violation of the search and seizure in the Fourth Amendment, where you can't search or seize without a warrant? And by the way, we'll talk about it also very briefly. We have these Flock cameras right here in Jacksonville, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, this article reads further. These cameras are a serious risk to the privacy of civil liberties. These systems continually record your every movement without any warrant, without any probable cause, even without any reasonable suspicion, I get that right. Your driving history is rarely confined to just the town or the city where these cameras are installed. It's typically shared with thousands upon thousands of agencies nationwide, and it's done secretly. The cameras are installed for police departments, businesses, and HOAs, homeowners associations. Can you imagine homeowners associations having these cameras installed and it videos everything that the movement and the community does? Many of the homeowners associations are monitoring where you go, what time you leave, where you are, et cetera, while on that in that community. Ladies and gentlemen, this says, where participating agencies can search and share all your private information across all jurisdictions and lines. Another headline, over 100,000 tag reader cameras in America are primarily used to monitoring vehicle movement, enhancing security, aiding law enforcement, identifying and tracking all vehicles. These cameras capture and analyze license plate information, which is crucial for crime prevention. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being sold a bill of goods that these cameras are good because they help law enforcement, and by helping law enforcement, we can stop criminals. Listen very carefully. Statistical data has proven that the flock cameras have not reduced the percentage of crime any place, any city that they've been placed in. You hear what I said? And yet we're told they're designed to help prevent and to lower crime. That's not happening. I'll read a portion of another article, then take our next caller. But listen, this headline says, what is a flock camera? F-L-O-C-K. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the name of the company that's originated in 2017, domiciled in Atlanta, Georgia. And they now span the globe with their operation, nation after nation after nation. A flock camera is an automated license plate reader, known also as ALPR, made by Flock Safety Company. It photographs every passing vehicle, reads the plate, stores the sighting, stores the information, and a searchable database used by police departments, neighborhoods, businesses, and homeowner associations. Each camera is installed. Each camera is a small motion-activated still camera, usually mounted on a pole with a solar panel, which when a vehicle passes, the camera takes photos of its rear and up rear end of the car and uploads the flock to the flock cloud, as it is called. It gets the it's a fingerprint of the vehicle. It gets the make, model, type of car, color, identifying vehicles, totally decals, damages, etc., etc. Further says, agencies that use flock can search the database by plates or by vehicle description and can subscribe to real-time alters alerts when a plate on a stolen car list comes up, passes the camera. Many agencies also opt into sharing all of their data with other departments, other networks, and other programs. Comes in police departments, homeowners associations, and homeowner neighborhoods, businesses, and property managers. Overwhelming majority of the plates logged belong to people suspected of nothing. Several cities have declined to renew their contracts after public debate and desire to remove them because there is no official public map of camera locations. Community projects documents them instead. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize the CEO for Flock said that it would be a terrorist question to ask for the location of the cameras? Here's a headline, Flock Cameras in Jacksonville, Florida. Flock Safety has developed automated license plate reader cameras throughout all of Jacksonville. These cameras capture images of every passing vehicle, storing all of the information, the license plate, all in a searchable database, local police departments, homeowners associations, etc. As a Jacksonville resident, you might have legal rights to discover what surveillance data exists on you. Through FOIA requests, you can obtain records as when, where your vehicle was captured, how long it's been there, and how long it will remain, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, point that I make, can you picture this tool in the hands of the Antichrist to follow every movement? Listen, in China today, every person that walks on the sidewalk, goes down an alley, gets into a car, is all photographed, videoed by the camera system. They have the social credit system in China that the better you are, the more you follow and obey government, the more social credits you get. And if you have the highest social credit score, you can buy a car. You can rent a house. You can go to college. You can get a plane ticket, etc., etc. But if you don't follow and basically bow and bend to every whim and wish of the government, then you are shut out. You can't go to college. You can't buy a car. You can't get a plane ticket, etc., etc. It's a control system. and I'm trying to get us to understand this, along with all other technology, AI included, in the hands of the Antichrist, that will step on the scene, will control all of society, every person on the face of the globe, be under the thumb of the Antichrist. These are some of the tools that we're developing today that's supposed to be for our good. Every tool that's been introduced into society, we've been told it's for our good, it's for our benefit, it's for our progress. And it's looked at, when you look at it from the good side of it, that may be true. But look at what we're doing in the preparation for the Antichrist. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, you're dead on point. I'm going to tell you, AI and his computers, yes, the Antichrist get a hold of them, which he is, because the Word of God said that. That you can't buy, sell, or trade without that mug. And if you don't take the mug, you're through. But like you said, the rapture of the church comes first.
Absolutely. Kenneth, I'm looking at an article that says, the cameras watching every car in America, inside the Flock system, massive network. Let me read one paragraph, and then we'll go further, Kenneth. Picture this. You're driving home through your quiet suburb after grabbing some groceries. A small black box is on a pole that catches your eye, solar panel gleaming, lens pointed right at the road. No big red light or siren, just sitting there, snapping photograph after photograph after photograph of every license plate and every car and every person. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, these Flock cameras have a facial recognition system that it can map your face and everyone in the car with you, determine how long you're on that road, where you're going, when you return, and the speed that you're traveling at. This article further reads, started by the Georgia Tech dropout in 2017, the company has built what might be the largest private surveillance dragnet in America. Police love it for cracking cases. Private folks hate it because it's turning public streets into a database of big brothers watching. Kenneth, I believe it demands our recognition and our prayer. I believe that Christians need to wake up and understand what's happening societally. I believe we need to wake up and understand we're on the fast track for the rapture of the church. And we cannot stop the technological advances, but we need to have wisdom and knowing what is happening and where it's going. Why should we know that? So that we'll know that we need to be busy telling people about Christ, reaching people with the gospel, so that others will go with us in the rapture of the church and not be left behind for the Antichrist to control. Kenneth, it demands our prayer. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the coming global control Big Brother that eventually be in the hands of the Antichrist, the lawless one, the man of sin, as the scripture calls him. I'm looking at a headline that says, Get the Flock, F-L-O-C-K, out. 1984 has arrived, and the fed-up Americans are now fighting back. It's a massive article, but it's talking about across the nation, the different places where citizens, and I don't recommend this, citizens, when they find a Flock camera, they find some way to either destroy it, remove it, or cover it with a plastic garbage bag. This article reads, the cameras have been illegally used by law enforcement to stalk estranged wives, ex-girlfriends, as well as in the dissemination of wrongful criminals' accusations. The purpose of this surveillance technology is allegedly to prevent crime, but city after city have argued that this is an intensification of American surveillance state, not to prevent crime. Flock cameras often are placed on bicycle paths, nature trails, public sidewalks, public parks, wilderness areas, community pools, reproductive clinics, schools, state park entrances, gyms, and even in children's gymnasium rooms, gymnastic rooms. Republican Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert told the Daily Caller News Foundation that Flock cameras and similar devices violate the Fourth Amendment rights under our Constitution. Quote, I hate them. I think they're absolutely unconstitutional, she said. They violate our Fourth Amendment rights to privacy and unreasonable search and seizure, and they are an absolute impediment of our constitutional rights. And it goes on with a four-page document, ladies and gentlemen. I believe she's right. I believe that we failed to recognize it. So one of the things that I'm also saying that we need to do in vetting candidates for this season of election, ask the candidate, prospective candidate, what will you do about flock cameras? Will you outlaw them? Will you stand against them? Will you let it be enhanced? Will you enlarge it? I just read an article this morning. One of the candidates in the state of Florida said that he was totally against the flock cameras. Now, I think that's some of the questions we need to ask the candidates. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing, we're watching the erosion of our civil liberties, and at the same time we're witnessing and watching the building up of the war chest for the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. Now listen, we can't stop the Antichrist. We can't fully identify, as one of our callers were talking about the potential, we can't identify fully who the Antichrist is. God knows. The person that is the Antichrist does not know, and according to Revelation chapter 13, the Antichrist will step on the scene being fully empowered by Satan himself. He will be a demonically controlled individual that will have the goal and the mindset of total global control, especially destroying the Jewish people. The latter half of the days of the tribulation, the Jewish people, two-thirds will be destroyed. One-third will be left, according to Zechariah chapter 12, 13, and then the coming of Christ in chapter 14 of Zechariah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. It's a 28-page document. Time won't allow us to delve into all of it. When Flock Comes to Town, How These AI Cameras Work and What to Do About Them. Flock cameras and drones are spreading across and throughout our country. Let me pause there. This company that puts out the Flock cameras, it's bad enough to have them attached to poles. It's bad enough to have them being found in parks and communities and swimming areas, etc., etc., etc. But ladies and gentlemen, while we understand the depth of it, and now they have gone from the pole-mounted cameras to putting them on drones, listen carefully. Let's just say a police department has a fleet of drones with the Flock cameras. They're searching for criminals. When they fly over and record your home, your backyard, your front yard, your cars, your tag numbers, do they blot that out or do they store that? If they store it, and they do, it is search and seizure without a warrant on your personal property, your personal vehicles, your home, and it's the castle, if you please, based on law. Flock cameras and how these cameras work. Let me read a couple of places. Flock surveillance, safety surveillance, along with citizens' concern, has grown rapidly. Here's exactly what to expect from Flock safety: the capabilities that cameras and drones have, the variety of laws making a difference, and what you can do, want to do, for your neighborhood to protect it from this. Flock signs contracts with wide range of entities, including city governments, law enforcement departments. Neighborhoods can also partner with Flock. For example, a homeowners association, we touched on that earlier, decides it wants to eye on every citizen in its subdivision. Flock reports on its site that its surveillance system is intended to reduce crime, including property crimes such as mail, package theft, home invasion, vandalism, trespassing, and burglary. The company also says it frequently solves violent crimes like assaults, kidnapping, shootings, homicides. Flock has recently expanded into other technologies, including advanced cameras that monitor more than just vehicles. Most concerning are the latest Flock drones equipped with high-powered cameras. They can zoom in and scan and basically view everything in your home, around your home, listening device to hear you in your home, and to photograph and to record everything happening. Phlox drones, which reach up to 60 miles an hour, can follow vehicles or people or program and provide information for law enforcement, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, the Phlox information is not just retained by law enforcement. Law enforcement, through history, they've been able to sell, trade, upload, or transmit the data they have to other enforcement agencies or to other agencies that ask for it. How Phlox uses to ID cars and people, this article reads. Phlox rarely calls its AI, but it's similar to AI recognition features, can find the latest home security cameras. Unlike red light cameras, Phlox cameras can be installed nearly anywhere and snap pictures of everything that comes in its path. With Phlox drones, these intelligent searching devices become more and more complete, allowing cameras to track where cars come, where they go, identify people, identify faces. They raise additional privacy concerns about having eyes in the skies over your backyard, your home, and where you go. Quote, while flying, the drone faces forward, looking at the horizon, until it gets to the call to service, at which time the camera points downward and scans and records everything in the flight pattern that it is on. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on. The bottom line is, we're witnessing today what is taking place with the camera systems, putting the eye in the sky, the eye on the road, to photograph and record every move. Now here's the bottom line. And I could go, we have dozens of other articles. One says the government can nearly track your every move with these cameras. There are more than 119,000 automatic license plate readers that said they capture your car's location, make, model, color, etc., etc. Another headline, a lady named Sandy Boyce, 72-year-old retiree in Sedon, Arizona, saw her first camera toward the summer. They were black and sleek, mounted on tall poles, etc. She started a movement to try to have them removed in her city. But here's an article, and it talks about the Fourth Amendment right. Time won't allow us to get into it, but ladies and gentlemen, the Fourth Amendment is being violated with the Phlox cameras. That's a concern that should be for every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, as to see the dissipation of our Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment right. Ladies and gentlemen, there ought not to be any tinkering with that. There's not been a Supreme Court case ruling on this since these cameras became so popular and so widespread. But I believe there must be a time in our city alone. Let's boil down to Jacksonville, Florida. We know they're here. We know that they're using them. We need as citizens to say no. We need to elect candidates for our city that say, I will stand to have Phlox cameras removed from the city of Jacksonville. We need to find candidates for governor for the state of Florida that says we will not allow Phlox cameras to be any further spread and will remove them from the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, saying all that I've said, we need to be aware. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. The man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one steps on the scene. And will the Antichrist will use every tool that we're developing today for good, will use them for wicked, evil control of every human being on the face of the globe. We need to look up, lift up our heads. The Bible says, our redemption draweth nigh, Luke 21:28. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
We want to hold on to the problem. Listen, peace is